Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are joined online by Nate Glubish, the Minister of Technology and Innovation for the province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Happy to be with you again. Thanks, Kyle.
Well, big announcement that we saw this week was the, we've talked a lot over the past little while about getting more broadband internet and high-speed internet in rural communities. And we saw announcement of a number of communities, including several in our region that are going to be getting some connectivity as part of this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how this kind of announcement sort of came to be here?
Yeah, you bet, Kyle. Well, as you know, this is something that's been a big priority for me and for our government over the last several years. And that sort of first culminated in the development of the Alberta Broadband Strategy, which included $390 million of funding over 4 years from the province, as well as us securing dollar-for-dollar matching from the federal government to basically double that up to $780 million. This is a huge game changer for folks who live in remote and rural communities all across our province. And at the end of the day, you know, our goal with all of this is to reach universal connectivity, ensuring that every single Albertan, regardless of where they live, will have access to reliable high-speed internet. So that's kind of the backstory. And where we find ourselves today is with the most recent announcement earlier in the week, with the province and the federal government together, we're just announcing a little over $90 million worth of projects that have been funded in about 40 communities, over 10,000 households, and the best news from my perspective is that about 26 of those communities have shovels in the ground already. Like, this is work in progress. This is actual construction happening, and these are real lives that are going to be transformed by having access to reliable high-speed internet.
One thing that kind of stuck out to me a little bit is some of the communities that were part of the announcement this week in our region, that like Enilda, Jusar, Canuso, are communities that are with a lot of Indigenous people there. How big of a priority is getting some more Indigenous households and communities sort of connected as part of this?
Well, it is definitely a priority. I mean, the fact is, when you look across Alberta at who are the folks most impacted by lack of connectivity, and it's Indigenous communities. And that stands to reason, obviously. A lot of those Indigenous communities are in some of the most remote corners of the province. And so as we work to closing that gap, naturally you're going to see a lot of Indigenous communities will be a part of these announcements. Our goal is to make sure, again, that all Albertans, regardless of where they live, will have access to reliable high-speed internet. And, the most recent announcement here is a great step forward. But there's going to be a whole lot more announcements just like it in the coming months and over the next couple of years as we deploy the full $780 million of joint funding between the feds and the province.
As you mentioned there, obviously a lot of this funding is coming through both the provincial government and also the federal government. I know a lot of people think about the province working with the federal government. Sometimes doesn't always see eye to eye on some issues and some things, but certainly you guys are really working with the feds in this rural broadband strategy. What's it been like having their support as part of this as well?
Well, I think it's important because the province can't do it alone. And this needs to be an all-hands-on-deck situation. And so the good news is that the federal government and the provincial government are aligned in our objective of making sure that all Albertans can have access to reliable high-speed internet. I'm pleased to see that the feds have matched our financial commitment dollar for dollar. And so we're just working closely with them on evaluating literally hundreds and hundreds of applications in every corner of the province. It's a lot of work. It's important work, and we're going to keep working hard to make sure that we're able to get a whole lot more exciting announcements in every corner of the province.
And I know that, again, as you mentioned, you know, there's going to be obviously a lot more communities you want to get to down the line. When can we kind of sort of expect some more announcements happening with this rural broadband project here?
Well, we've been hard at work with the feds on evaluating, as I said, hundreds and hundreds of applications. We've got a lot that we're really close on. We're just sort of fine-tuning the rest of the details with the feds. We're hoping to be able to persuade the feds to join us in making some announcements very soon. But ultimately, I don't get to make that decision unilaterally. It needs to be bilaterally, so both the feds and the province need to agree. So I'm working hard on that one and hoping to have some more to share with you guys soon.
And finally, whenever a guest joins us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw in a kind of a little personal question to our guests as well. And, of course, we're in summertime right now, probably a lot of people going out and maybe exploring some different areas of the province. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Strathcona-Sherwood Park. What are some interesting things that are happening in your riding this summer that people might be interested to check out?
Well, one really exciting thing that's happening is in the small community of South Cooking Lake, just east of Sherwood Park. Every year in August, they have their annual Trail Days parade and picnic. It's going to be a lot of fun, but this year is especially special. It's the 100th anniversary, so we're going to be celebrating the centennial, and I'm looking forward to joining the community out for all those festivities. It's going to be a blast. So for anyone who's thinking of being out in the region, it'll be middle of August. Come check it out, South Cooking Lake Trail Days.
Definitely sounds interesting there. Nate Globish, the Minister of Technology and Innovation for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it. Always happy to be here.